shaking things up in the second half. At this point in his career, how much input does Joe have on making that type of decision?
Joe's always going to have input in all that, you know, and it wasn't something that we had to go ask Joe and say, Joe, what do you want to do? I mean, he had a pretty good idea what Joe wanted to do. So, you know, I think it was music to his ears. But, you know, Joe's involved in what we do. He had a lot of check with me throughout the course of the game, in the first half also. And, you know, you go with what the defense gives you, you know. And if the defense says throw to that side or run it here or that way or this way, you know, that's what these offenses are built around nowadays. Yeah, we've got a lot of contributions. I mean, off the top of my head, I really am not thinking about it right now. But because are they rookies now at this stage? You know, it's kind of they're kind of veterans now. So we count them to play like that. KO comes to mind, obviously, and Courtney, and right on down the line. Guys have done a great job.
Spent 16 weeks trying to win as many games as possible and get that coveted number one and number two seed in the first round bye. The same thing to you, that first round bye doesn't really seem to mean as much anymore as teams like yours who lost 4-5 down the stretch to come in and have a playoff run like this and be playing in a Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's different every year. You know, whoever team plays the best, you know, and I learned this listening to, you know, Bill Belichick's press conferences, in all honesty. Whoever plays the best for that 3.5 hour period is the team that's going to win the game. And however you get there is however you get there.
Game relatively healthy yesterday?
We did. Thanks for asking. We got through very healthy, nothing major. So that should clear that up for the next 2 weeks. We're in good shape.
John, the adjustments in the second half have clearly shown. Can you just take us through kind of what the attitude, or is there somebody in speaking up at halftime and really trying to gather a few more?
I think it was a team thing. You know, there was no major adjustment as far as game plan. We did go in a little different direction, obviously, offensively, that you guys are talking about in the second half. We went to more three wides, and we leaned more on the passing game a little bit with our checks and things like that. But that's already built into the game plan. Defensively, we didn't change much at all. We kept mixing coverages. We kept mixing pressures and fronts. I thought we just played a little tighter. You know, we played a little more sound. We kept our eyes where they were supposed to be a little bit better, and that was the difference.
John, I think your comment after the first Denver game to the press was, everything that we want as a team is still in front of us. But at that point, you'd lost three in a row. How hard was it to actually have the team really believe that at that point?
It was very natural for us to believe it. It was impossible to get you guys to believe it, as evidenced by your question right now. And I think that's understandable. You know, you got to be on the inside of a team to get a feel for, you know, where a team's at and how they're thinking. And we were improving all the way through all those bouts of adversity that we were facing. Our team was staying together. We've got great leadership. We've got great young guys who are good people. And they were working hard, you know, and they were fighting like crazy on Sunday. So I saw it as a coach. I mean, I could see that we were moving in the right direction.
John, your players have even said this is a special group. You've been around a lot of teams. You've heard the word faith used with your team the last couple of weeks. Is there something about this group, in your opinion, that's special?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things about it. You know, and I've said before, I love this team. You know, and I do. I love them. I love them from the first day we got here. I kind of like their attitude. I love how they are in the meeting rooms. I love their approach. I love their combativeness, their feistiness. You know, I like how much they care about each other, and I love how much they fight through adversity. So. It's a team in every sense of the word.
Oh, yeah. Are you surprised that home field advantage did not help anybody in these playoffs?
And when you look at the numbers, it really – the only number is six-day turnaround, home field advantage. That's the one that's tough, and that's the one we've overcome twice in the last 5 years. That's the toughest one.
John, you touched on the adversity. I mean, starting with, you know, Mark's death to, you know, death of his, you know, family member – what the team has gone through, do you feel that has maybe magnified the journey a little bit?
I think that's what's made the journey, you know, the adversity. And thank you for bringing up Art, Jameson. I have that right here in my notes. You know, Art Modell is this, you know, the foundation, the bulwark of this organization. He and Steve, you know, come from the same place. Even though they never knew each other, they come from the same place, kind of how they see things. And so this organization has kind of lived on. Art's vision has kind of lived on, you know, from all the way back to the Cleveland days. And was it 61, I think, when he bought the team originally? And when he brought them here to Baltimore in 96, and as Ray said, they didn't have a name or a color. You know, that's Art Modell passed away this year, you know, early in the season, and it had a big impact on our guys. And everybody knew him to some degree. Some guys knew him, you know, as a good, close friend. And one guy spoke, you know, at the funeral. So that was big. And then, you know, Torrey Smith and Pernell McPhee and all the other things, Chris Johnson's story. And you can go with so many guys who have so many things going on this year that were personal. And then, obviously, the football stuff, too, you know, because it's a professional livelihood, and they fight through things, and the wins and the losses and all that stuff, and the criticism and all that. You know, it's all part of it. You know, we all take it personal. It's who we are. So it either tears you apart or pushes you together, and it pushed our team together.
Coach, in the last couple of weeks in the division, I know you had a rough time with the injury. Did you get to play against the man across the fumble, the interception, and the question. Can you speak to his journey of where he's come from and where he's at now?
Right, that's a great point. To me, that's probably a great example of kind of what we're talking about. He's had some personal tragedy, family tragedies, lost three people very close to him in the last year. He's had injuries that have just – he plagued him, and he just continues to fight through him. This guy plays with a lot of injuries, and he's one of the toughest people that I've ever been around in my life. And then now at the end of the year, to have these two huge plays and these two huge games that really made the difference in the – you know, it's just so rewarding. And as a teacher, as a coach, that's what makes it for you, you know. When you see a student – we've all had great teachers, right, and the ones that we appreciate are the ones that cared about us. When you see these guys – fight through that and have that kind of success, you know, that's everything.
John, when you went into coaching, did you very consciously model yourself after your dad?
No, it just came naturally, I guess, you know. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. Of course you do, right? You see him every day of your life, you know, and you just he's the greatest coach we've ever been around. I mean, all three of us will tell you that Jack Harbaugh is the greatest coach we've ever been around. He is a I'm not talking about Jack being the third guy. I'm talking about Tom Crean being the third guy. Jack might tell you that, you know, in a later moment, and he probably believes it, and I'm sure he's right. So he's a persistent, fiery guy. The greatest motivational speaker you will ever hear, ever, is Jack Harbaugh. So, anything else?
Logistically, where are they going to sit? Have they determined yet? Your parents?
We don't know yet. That's a good question. We're still working that out, Ted. We'll have to see where they sit. That'll be
all
interesting.
Right.
I do have one announcement to make, a staff announcement. Jim Caldwell has agreed to go forward as the offensive coordinator next year and hopefully, you know, for the foreseeable future. Our staff will stay intact next year unless something changes. But anybody, all the guys that want to be here will be here, and to my knowledge, they all want to be back. So I think that's a profound positive for our team with continuity. And we will make one addition to our staff, and that will be Juan Castillo, formerly of the Philadelphia Eagles. He will come on board as a consultant for the next 2 weeks, helping prepare for the Super Bowl, and he will move on forward as our run game coordinator. Okay, thanks a lot.